Esther becomes queen. Esther. Many Israelites lived in the land of Persia. King Xerxes decided to pick a new queen. Soon the king's order spread throughout the nation. Send all the beautiful virgins to the palace. The one who finds favor in my eyes will be appointed the new queen. Among the Jews, there was a man called Mordecai. He had a cousin called Esther and took care of her as if she was his daughter. Mordecai took Esther to the palace. Esther took the advice of Mordecai and did not tell the people that she was a Jew. It was finally Esther's turn to go in front of the king. The king liked Esther more than any of the other girls, for she was more beautiful and smarter. He appointed Esther as queen and put a crown on her head. A big celebration was held, and many nobles came to show respect to Queen Esther. One day, Mordecai overheard two of the king's subjects plotting a conspiracy against the king. Mordecai got this information to the king through Esther. Soon, the two servants were arrested, and the conspiracy was brought to light. Mordecai saved the king's life, and this incident was put on record. There was a subject called Haman. He was closer to the king than any other subject. The king ordered everyone to bow down in front of Haman. However, Mordecai did not bow down to Haman. Mordecai only bowed down to God. Haman got angry. He knew that Mordecai was a Jew. "I should kill all the Jews." Haman went to King Xerxes and said, "The Jews do not follow your law. They must all be killed." The king did as Haman advised and ordered all the Jews to be killed. Mordecai sent Esther a letter. "Esther, go to the king and save the Jews." Esther was scared. This was because anyone who went to the king without his permission was sentenced to death. Mordecai sent Esther another letter. "This must be God's will that you became queen at a time like this." Esther answered, "Tell all the Jews to fast and pray with me. I will go in front of the king." Queen Esther put on a beautiful robe and went into the inner court of the palace. The king's heart softened when he saw how beautiful Esther was. The king held out his hand and told Esther to come closer. "Queen Esther, I will give you whatever you ask for." Esther answered, "Please come to a banquet I have prepared for you and Haman." The king and Haman both went to the banquet. The king asked Esther once again, "Whatever you ask for, I will give you." Esther answered, "Come again to a banquet with Haman tomorrow night." The king said he would. Coming back from the queen's banquet, Haman was in high spirits, but Mordecai was standing in front of the palace gate. Haman got angry because Mordecai did not bow down to him. However, he controlled his anger and went home. Haman boasted to his wife and friends, "Only I was invited to Queen Esther's banquet today. I am also invited tomorrow, but that Mordecai in front of the gate makes me angry." That night, the king could not sleep, so he ordered a subject to read him the records of the palace. As he heard that Mordecai saved his life by turning over the two evil subjects, the king asked, "What reward did Mordecai receive?" "Nothing, sir." Just then, Haman came to see the king. The king asked Haman, "What is the best way to reward someone?" Haman thought that the king was going to reward him, so he proudly replied, "Put the king's robe on him, crown him, and let him ride the king's horse, and order a subject to go around the nation with him, declaring that the man is honored by the king." Thereupon the king nodded in agreement. "Bring me a robe, crown, and a horse, and do what you have said to Mordecai." Haman did as the king ordered and put a robe and crown on Mordecai and led him through the country on the king's horse. He shouted, "This is the man who the king honors." Haman returned home angry and embarrassed. The king and Haman attended the second banquet held by Queen Esther. And again the king said, "I will give you whatever you ask for." Queen Esther replied, "Save my life and the lives of my people. We are all to be put to death." The king asked, "Who would do such a thing?" Esther then answered, "The person who is trying to murder my people is Haman." Haman started to tremble in fear. The king was very angry. He quickly ordered that Haman be put to death. Then he appointed Mordecai in Haman's place as the highest-ranking subject. King Xerxes gave Mordecai a ring that meant the Jews were not to be killed. The Jews, who were fasting and praying, gave thanks to the wonderful grace of God.